KQED.
In a recent hearing in Sacramento, a federal court heard there aren't enough psychiatrists to meet the needs of 6,000 severely mentally ill patients in the prison system. KPCC's Julie Small reports.
When psychiatrist Joel Badeau went to work at the Salinas Valley Psychiatric Program, he was given 40 patients to manage. Then, three psychiatrists quit in rapid succession.
So all of a sudden, I was alone, brand new, with 60 patients. And also my colleague across the hall on the other unit, he had 60.
Badeau told U.S. District Judge Lawrence Carlton about his experience during an evidentiary hearing on the state hospital programs for inmates. The hearing resulted from a recent motion filed in a decades-old lawsuit that's forced the state to improve psychiatric care for prisoners. Speaking after his testimony, Badeau said he and his colleagues worried that care was slipping.
We didn't feel we could safely take care of that many patients with the number of psychiatrists we had.
Officials with the Department of State Hospitals dismissed the notion of staffing problems in their facilities. At the hearing, Chief Deputy Director Catherine Radke-Gaither testified that many of the staff leave for normal reasons, and when they do, the department will borrow staff from other facilities or hire contract psychiatrists while they recruit to fill the vacancy. Radke-Gaither said, while psychiatrists' patient loads increased last year as part of budget cuts, the increase from 25 prisoners to 35 does not compromise care. But Michael Bean, an attorney for inmates, says there's evidence that's not the case. Another group of psychiatrists employed at Atascadero State Hospital complained to state officials in April that staff shortages there threatened inmates' care and created dangerous working conditions.
When you have the psychiatrists going public and saying, we're understaffed, twice, and in that same period you have two deaths, that maybe they're right. Maybe the psychiatrists who work there are right, that they've just pulled too much out of that program.
In November 2012, an inmate hung himself in his cell after waiting for weeks to be admitted to the Salinas Valley program. Another inmate at the facility died in March of this year from drinking too much water. The man suffered from a psychological condition that creates an unquenchable thirst. One psychiatric expert testified that a death from that condition was 100% preventable. Judge Carlton concluded the hearing by saying he'll soon issue a ruling in favor of the inmates and their attorneys. He said he'd ask a court monitor to investigate staffing levels at the Department of State Hospital's psychiatric units. For the California Report, I'm Julie Small in Sacramento.